PR.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. Authorities in Polk County are telling some residents who live around an area close to Carter Lake Dam to continue staying away from their homes after concerns about the dam potentially failing. Residents were given a voluntary evacuation notice on Saturday when authorities went door to door to explain the situation. Multiple outlets report that concerns began arising after an 8-inch hole was reported in an embankment surrounding Carter Lake. Polk County authorities say it could be at least another couple of days before telling residents it's safe to return. A short stretch of road connecting Houston and its southwest suburbs is home to several different places of worship. News 88.7's Natalie Weber tells us about part of Sinot Road that was named Union Corridor this past summer in recognition of its religious diversity.
Worshippers from nearly half a dozen faiths are represented by the houses of worship along Union Corridor. Aparna Kalyur is one of them. She attends the Sri Ashtalakshmi Hindu Temple in Sugar Land.
We all have come from different parts of the world, and being here, being able to experience what we had experienced since childhood in a place that is so far from home, I think that is pretty satisfying.
The road is also home to a church, a mosque, and several other major temples, all within less than a mile of each other. Rice University religion researcher Kirby Goff says Houston's religious diversity is largely driven by immigration.
Research shows that most immigrants tend to bring their religious and cultural traditions with them.
I'm Natalie Weber, News 88.7.
To hear more about the Union Corridor, tune in to News 88.7 in depth at 3:40 this afternoon. One boy is dead and four first responders remain hospitalized after a boating accident in Texas City. Authorities responded to a water rescue call yesterday afternoon about two children in the water near the Texas City dike. The rescue boat crashed into rocks because of the high winds, flipping six rescue workers into the water. Two of the first responders were released from the hospital, and the condition of the other juvenile is unknown. I'm Alexandra Hart, News 88.7.
PR comes from NPR stations.